Revision. Module 2. Exercise E. 1.
That's the last time I go to that supermarket. Don't get me wrong, it's huge and has everything you can imagine. There are also some great bargains to be found if you look around. It took me some time, but I got everything on my list. I even bought a few extra items that I just couldn't resist. But then I got to the checkout and saw all the people waiting there. I thought I'd rather go to a more expensive supermarket and pay more than waste my time like that. So I just walked out.
2.
It's all about what the customer wants. But sometimes they don't know what they want, and that's where I come in. I can show them something they haven't thought of, like the latest designer items they may never have seen before. Most customers appreciate great design and quality. I try to keep in mind, of course, how much they can spend, otherwise they will leave quickly without buying a thing. If they see a stylish blouse at a good price, they reach for their wallets without a second thought.
3.
I can't believe I now have my own tablet PC. I have been dreaming about it for so long. It sure was expensive though, and it will take me some time to pay it off, but it's worth every penny. Of course, now I have to figure out how to use it, which won't be easy as I don't know a lot about computers. I don't mind, however. It will be fun and challenging. I just can't wait to show it to all my friends.
4.
There is something wrong with this MP3 player I bought. Can you take a look at it, please? The earphones don't work. I think they might be damaged. It was like that when I took it out of the box. You should send them back to the manufacturer. Here is the receipt. Could you give me a replacement, please?
5.
Jane, I'm over here. Wow, those are beautiful roses. Where did you get them?
Just outside the shop. There is a lady selling them. What are you looking for?
An interesting biography. I want to send a present to my friend in England. I'll probably send the package first class so it gets there quickly.
Good idea. Have you thought of buying an intriguing mystery? They are over on that shelf.
That's not a bad idea. Let's take a look.
6.
Most consumers just don't think before they buy. They aren't smart shoppers. Where do they go wrong? Well, they tend to put price first and ignore quality or how a product was made. Whether shopping online or in the shops, they are impulse buyers. With the onset of smartphones, they can even now shop at any time they like. They rarely shop around to compare price and quality or look for fair trade labels that guarantee the product was made in an acceptable way. Nor do they research what products are friendly to the environment. The answer lies in the next generation of future shoppers who are more aware and concerned about shopping wisely.
7.
Is everything all right? How does the jacket fit?
Perfect. I like the style too.
Yes, it's the latest trend. Very slim fitting.
Do you have it in blue? I think it would really suit me.
I'm afraid not. We only have a size 40 in blue and it would be too small for you.
Too bad. I think I'll look around some more. Thank you.
8.
All shoppers want the best price, but it's also important to make good decisions about what you buy. That's why I tell my clients to never shop alone. It's important to have a second opinion. It's easy to buy things you don't really need, whether it's at high street shops or second-hand shops. That's why it's good to discuss a possible purchase with someone. It's easy to get carried away with purchases, especially when shopping with a credit card.